I want music to be healing. I want it to be inspiring. I want it to be fun. If it's not fun, I'm out.
Enduring rocker Willie Nile may require the fun, but his music delivers a meaningful punch at the same time. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. You could say that Buffalo-born and raised rocker Willie Nile has been around the block more than once. He grew up in the 50s in a musical family and listened to lots of Buddy Holly, Everly Brothers, and Fats Domino. In the early 70s, he moved to New York, got his first apartment in the Village, where he's been ever since, fashioning a modern-day troubadour persona that's part Dylan, part The Clash, and that is central to his appeal. Though a conventional path to fame was never his destiny, Willie Nile has managed to share the stage and mic with an impressive list of stars, from Richard Thompson and Ringo Starr to Lucinda Williams and Bruce Springsteen. Having spent his years touring the world and helping as many human rights and hunger charities as he can, Willie Nile has gone from Buffalo Boy to worldly sage. Now with a new album called The Innocent Ones, he's still fired up with the same purpose as always, as he told FUV's John Platt.
What's important to me is that what goes on tape is meaningful, real, and a riot.
And true. Yeah.
And true, yeah.
Well, there's a song on the album which is about somebody who's clearly not from the underclass, but who's also, in a way, kind of fallen from a perch, right?
Well, there's all kinds of people out there, yeah. John, as you know.
That song, Rich and Broken, has a real Ray Davies feel to me.
Totally. When we wrote it, we were laughing, talking about Ray, which reminds me, I want to send this to Ray, this album, and I think you would like the song.
I think so. Yeah. I hear some of the songs, a little of the Ramones. I hear Buddy Holly in one of the tunes.
You know, I met Buddy's wife. I was South by Southwest this year. Yeah, there's Ramones influences, Birds, Buddy Holly, Dylan. There's a lot of Rachmaninoff and Beethoven, of course, in all of my records.
I don't think I've ever seen her without a glass of wine between her fingers. My, my, my. As she takes another pill, oh, how the sun will sing when her head hits the pillow. Cry, cry, cry. A voice is never too far from her head, but she ain't heard a single word you said. 'Cause she's rich and broken. She's oh so rich and broken. There's a part of her that's yet to be awoken. She's rich and broken, and she's mine.
What did Woody Guthrie mean to you?
A lot. Yeah. Woody meant a lot to me. And actually, the lead track on this album, Singin' Bell, when we were writing it, we were thinking about Pete Seeger. And when we went to record it, we said, well, let's rock this up a bit, so which we did. But it's really like a Seeger song from the 60s. And I want to meet Pete and play it for him. I think he would appreciate it. And Woody Guthrie, the notion of having a guitar, I mean, Pete's a perfect example. Woody Guthrie had that guitar, sang those songs for the working man. There's a song on this album called One Guitar, and it's a song about what one guitar and one voice can do to make things better in this world, ever so small, whatever it is. I believe in that. Woody Guthrie started that tradition, one of them, and Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen. There's a lot of people who, through their music, inspire others, and I'm for that. I was inspired. I'm still inspired by great music, and I believe that with a guitar and a voice, you can make changes. And Woody Guthrie may be the best example of that.
It is the middle of the night, right in the middle of the street. It could be uptown, downtown, but I can feel that beat. There is a marching drum, there is a song unsung. It could be your dream, my dream, it's not the only one. I'm a soldier marching in an army, got no gun to shoot, but what I've got is one guitar. I got this one guitar.
That's Willie Nye. Nile with One Guitar from his new release, The Innocent Ones. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.